As a second case, what we do is we consider rejection only on the second state. We take W1 equal to 0, so there's no penalty on X1, and we see how much we can attenuate on the X2 position. And using the same weighting function, we get the H-infinite norm equal to 0.5. So actually, in this case, we see that we have 5 over 0.5189, which is 9.6 times the attenuation at the position of X2, especially in low frequency from 0 to 2 radius per second. And similarly, we did a design for using the H2 framework. And in this case, we see there's no much difference because the H2 controller has a very small H-infinite norm, which is 0.52, so it's almost the same as the H-infinite design in this case.